Hey,
hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
Doing a lot better now, Earl. You sound beautiful.
Yeah, it really does. It's amazing what happens when all things click at the same time.
Technology is our best friend and worst enemy, that's for sure.
All right. Hey, Sandy, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I don't know. I think when you get older, what happens is nothing is clicking at the same time. So I'm glad the radio station's doing fine.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be joined by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in the 9 o'clock hour. But, Sandy, I want to begin... I never will understand this. Maybe you can help me. But in Alabama, gun owners can soon carry concealed weapons without permits or training in Alabama. How is that a good thing?
Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't take legal training to know it's a bad thing. In fact, all you have to do is go out and hunt just once to know how dangerous guns can be in the hands of people who don't know what they're doing with guns. So it's crazy. You know, the whole Second Amendment craze in the United States and where it came to, you know, the historical march from being the right of militias to bear arms to the right of every Tom, Dick, and Mary to carry a gun concealed wherever they want to. And it's become a strident right. I mean, it's like, it's probably the most emotionally driven of all of the Bill of Rights issues. It's unique to America.
You know, Sandy, the Republicans claim to be and care about law enforcement. It's always the third rail in any discussion that they have. And yet when law enforcement in Alabama says, we don't want that, and yet a Republican governor and Republican legislature over the, you know, objections of law enforcement, go ahead and shove it down the throats of law enforcement too. What, you know, and we know that this is not just going to happen in Alabama. It's going to happen all over.
Yeah. You know, the people who carry the guns every day as a matter of business, police, are concerned about everybody else carrying guns. You know, and you know, one of the dirty secrets behind the whole right to carry guns is essentially the right of the people to resist their government, which is crazy. You know, it's sort of like the right of every citizen to carry around the potential to commit sedition, you know, to carry arms against the government. And that, in a way, that was the concept of the militias being entitled to carry, to have arms. But the Civil War settled that issue.
You know, Sandy, Alabama is the 22nd state that has done this. You and I know Wisconsin is just around the corner. I've never understood this, Sandy, and even to this day, how a minority of the people in this country can win this debate over the majority of us who don't agree in these laws. How is that possible?
I don't know, but the history is the NRA was probably the first of the super powerful lobbies, and it was always a lobby that represented probably a minority of the people, but it was a very, very, very strident lobby, and a very vindictive one. Politically, and it has always carried this disproportionate power. It's kind of crazy, actually. The when you step back and see the extent to which this one interest has generated such political might, it's as powerful as the military, you know, the third rail of attacking the military. You can't attack guns. You can't do anything that smells like you're going to restrict the access of guns. And when I was younger, that always meant handguns. Now it means repeater, you know, AK-47, you know, AR-15s, you know, it's military rifles that can't be used for hunting.
You know, Sandy, the frustration that I have with it is we act like this is the norm. Nowhere else in the world does this happen, right? I mean, you've been to China, you've been, so how is it? No, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, nowhere in the world. And in fact, the amount of gun violence in the United States, I suspect that we have as much gun violence in the United States as the rest of the world put together every year. You know, there are places that where there'll be no homicides or one homicide by a gun. I think Japan is a circumstance like that.
Canada is a lot like that.
Yeah, Canada has very few, and here they are, right up north, and everybody in Canada hunts. They have no problem with hunting weapons, but apparently they don't want to carry the AR-15s.
You know, Sandy, you know, I live in Milwaukee, and right now I think we're up to 38 murders. What is this? This is, you know, last year was a record-breaking year. The year before was another record-breaking year. We're at 38 already. We're just into the second week of March, and people are clamoring for even more guns as people are buying more and more guns, and people who didn't normally carry guns are now, everybody's got to have a gun. And I've never said that I'm opposed to people having guns, but let's stop making it as if, Sandy, every person in this nation has to own a gun to feel safe. That's not the case.
Well, we have something like 400 million guns out there. So we have more than enough guns out already for everyone to own more than one. But, you know, what's interesting is that the number of times that a gun is actually successfully used in self-defense in the circumstance of a crime is very rare indeed. In fact, it usually makes the news, and it doesn't make local news, it makes national news, because it is such an extremely rare circumstance. The fact is that the people who die from guns owned by individuals typically are friends and family, and it's they're the victims of domestic violence.
You know, Sandy, I'm not unmindful of the fact that, you know, we're the number one munitions manufacturer in the world. And part of this, Sandy, I guess, is, you know, it's money.
I mean,
at the root of it is, you know, and then the fact that they can't keep ammunition on the shelves. You know, people have guns, and now there are people who didn't have guns before, Sandy, who are shooting ranges are exploding. People are recreationally going to shooting ranges and having fun firing their guns.
Yeah, well, you know, recreational use of guns is not the problem we have in this country. And it isn't just gun ownership. It's the problem is that it opens up the access to guns to everybody and young people. You know, the lots of the gun violence in Milwaukee takes place with people who still are in their teen years, and lots of teen people in their teen years are dying from gunshots. So the horror has more to do with just the access of everybody to guns. And so that's why this Alabama law is particularly concerning, because, you know, it used to be
had to be trained, 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 had